He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen. How are you? On Easter of all days, we are blessed because it shows that life is always stronger than death, that light is always stronger than darkness, that God always has the last word, and the last word is never death. God always wins. And we have to remind ourselves of this, you know, especially for, you know, when we go through this stuff. I was at the Chrism Mass on Monday, and the Chrism Mass is one of those Masses that go on and on and on and on. So as soon as the Mass was ended, we were walking out. Instead of going all the way around, I shot through, went down, the first one to get changed, da-da-da, and the deacons came down, and they says, "Father, we knew that you either had to go to the bathroom or that was enough ritual for you." That was enough ritual for me. I did not have to go to the bathroom. So when we get to all these ritual things, I'm always like, oh. To me, some people love ritual. Some of you might love ritual. To me, it gets in the way. It just are things that get in the way of the beauty that Christ is risen. And he's risen indeed, and we have to focus on that. It took us 1 hour and 10 minutes to get to this point. It's like, whoa, okay, are we got there yet? But if you noticed, when we were in the darkness, the light of Christ and the Easter candle was bright. It, no matter how dark the darkness was, it could not conquer that light. And that's in our own darkness. Everyone here, there's darkness within and there's darkness without. And we all have the darkness within. That sin, that death that's inside of us, the things that just aren't good. And that's where Christ wants to come. And he wants to enter into that darkness in us first. We proclaim the resurrection of Jesus when many people don't even believe that Christ is alive. And so one of the readings today of the morning prayer, it talks about, or might have been in one of the prayers I said this day, is it talks about be the light in the people who do not know that Christ is alive. That got to be our job, huh? Today, I turned 56. And I turned 56, I was here with everybody this morning, and we prayed, and then we decorated the church, and I got rid of cobwebs at the very end thing. I almost got killed. It was interesting. And then I sat there and blessed the Easter baskets. But the rest of the day, I was by myself. You know, my classmates are going to take me out to dinner on Thursday. But, so I sat there, and for dinner, for lunch, I went to that Mexican place, Taco Bell. And then for dinner, because I didn't have a cook, so I sat there and I pulled out an old pizza thing, one of those little things, and I had a frozen pizza for dinner. Not on my diet, but it's my birthday. I'm allowed to do that. And I was kind of feeling down, feeling sorry for myself. You ever have those days? Yeah, I get that way. And so, but in the midst of that, and then we're doing air, it takes us a half hour to get that light lit and all that stuff, and I'm like, "Rrr." And then in the midst of it, up here at the altar, my phone rings, or I get an iMessage on my nice little Apple Watch, you know I have here. And it was exactly what I needed. Someone else was Christ to me. And there was this little thing, a little picture of this guy. And he's in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And he says, "Happy birthday from me and Jesus. A Divine Mercy chaplet for you. He loves you very, very much." I go, "Aw, isn't that nice?" In the midst of the darkness in my heart, Christ brought life. Christ sat there and says, "The darkness is never dark when I'm there." And so we need to be people that, first of all, let Christ bring his light to the darkness. But the problem is some people like the darkness. We like our sin. We like our darkness, even though we keep doing it again and again and again and again and again, and it always leaves us empty. We might feel excitement for a moment, for a day, for an hour. Oh, I am right. But then we know the darkness that comes. And that darkness inside of you and me is what Christ wants to bring life to. His light, his life, is stronger than the darkness inside of you if you'll surrender that to him. And you'll give him permission to bring light and life to that darkness. And then that Christ brings light and life to us, we need to then, you know, when he says he is not here, he has been raised. Where he has been raised is inside of everyone who calls themselves a Christian. We need to be the proof for the existence and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I used to say 1,000 times when I was young and I was still just in major seminary, Christ the King. And when I'd give retreats, even then, I would sit there and say, my proof for the existence of God is Father James Peterson. And I would say, just by knowing him, I know that Jesus is real. Because you could see Jesus in his eyes. He brought life. He brought the life of Jesus to a world that was in darkness. We need to know Jesus so much that even in our own struggles, we can still bring light to others if we get out of the way and we let Jesus be alive inside of you and me. It doesn't matter Jesus rose 2,000 years ago if he's not alive in your heart. It just doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter unless you let Jesus rise in your heart. When the angel says he has been raised, he's been raised in us. And so we need to bring that light to others. So I want to give you something to do for the 50 days of Easter, because we had the 40 days of Lent, and I always try to do something, you know, to make it very practical for us. And there's this one kid named Charlie, and Charlie is a seminarian studying for the Diocese of Indianapolis, and he was one of these guys I had met when I did the retreat in the beginning of January for the diocese up in the seminary up in Indianapolis. And Charlie, on his Facebook page, had went and done 100 days of joy. And what he did every day on his Facebook page is he would put there and say, today I found joy in something. And it was simple things. I had Starbucks with a friend of mine at the Starbucks place. Or today, you know, I listened to Father Larry when he did on a retreat. Or today he found joy in something else. And I thought, what a great thing to do. So that would be one of the things. But we have 50 days of Easter. We had 40 days of Lent, but we have 50 days of Easter because we need to be our Easter people. And so what I want us to do is not only find Christ inside of us and where there's light, but how do I bring that light to others? That guy who sat there and texted me and says, Jesus loves you and I'm praying for you, Father. He was the resurrection to me in the middle of Mass. So we need to look at those two things. How am I experiencing the life of Christ inside of me? And how am I bringing the life of Christ to somebody else? So I'd encourage you for the next 50 days, every night before you go to bed, you write in a book. You have to write it down, and I want you to cheat on this. How did you bring light or life to somebody else today? And how did someone bring life or light to you? You think you can handle something like this? Why? Because for 50 days, I want you to focus on Christ being alive. Not just 2,000 years ago, but every day in your life for the next 50 days. I want you to focus on how you experienced Jesus being alive in you and how you brought that life to somebody else. And so every day, those two things. And you might be able to sit there. And some of you are just like, oh no, life is sucks for me. It's all it is. Bad, bad, bad. Well, shame on you. It's time to be a resurrection person. We are not dead people. We have Jesus Christ living inside of us. Now focus on him for the next 50 days. How is someone light to me and brought me more life? And how did I bring life to somebody else? Do it, and you'll really have a great Easter season. It won't be some of those things, Lent's over, now I can just eat what I want. This is a time to focus on Christ and the resurrection. Got it? Get it? Are you going to do it? You better. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.